On October 31st, dozens of children dressed in costumes knock on their neighbor's door and yell, "Trick or treat!" when the door opens. Pirates and princesses, ghosts, and popular heroes and heroines of the day all hoard bags open to catch the candy or other goodies that the neighbor dropped in. As they give each child a treat, the neighbors exclaim over the costumes and try to guess who is under the masks. Like some other American holidays, Halloween costumes evolve from a mix of traditions. The word Halloween comes from the name of a holiday from the 800s AD called All Hallows' Eve. This was the day and evening before All Saints' Day, a holy day that was celebrated on November 1st. The origin of Halloween's go back even farther. However, in ancient time, October 31st was the eve of the Celtic New Year. The Celts, who lived over 2,000 years ago, were the ancestors of present-day Irish, Welsh, and Scottish people. On this day, the Celts held a festival of Samhain in honor of the Celtic Lord of the Dead. In the evening, Samhain allowed ghosts to walk and mingle with the living, or so the Celts thought. The townspeople baked food all that day, and when night came, they dressed up in animal heads and skins and attended a great bonfire set by their priest, the Druze, hoping that the ghosts would live peacefully before the new year. The people carried the food they had made to the edge of the town and left it for the spirits to find. The celebration of Samhain also marked the end of the harvest season and the beginning of the cold, dark time of year. Much later, when October 31st was no longer the last day of the year, autumn festivals continued to be held, celebrating the harvest and honoring the dead. Over time, however, Halloween became a celebration mostly for children. Ghosts went from door to door asking for treats, or else a trick would be played on the owners of the house. When millions of Irish, British, and other from Celtic region immigrated to the United States in the 1840s, the traditions came with them. Today, many school plan Halloween festivities, and some neighborhoods hold parties, often called block parties, which are popular among young and old alike. More recently, adults have begun the celebrate Halloween too. They dress up like historical or political figures, movie stars, or cartoon characters, and go to masculate parties or city sponsors the street parties. In many towns and city customs, children and their parents gather at shopping mall early in the evening. Store and business give parties with games and treats for the children. Teenagers enjoy costume dance and at their school, and the more outrageous the costume, the better. Certain pranks, such as soaping car window and tipping over garbage can, are expected. But partying and prank are not the only thing that Halloween revelers enjoy doing. Some collect money to buy food and medicine for needy children around the world. Others may sponsor Halloween party or donate money or costumes for needy children locally. At Halloween parties, children play games, listen to ghost stories, enjoy snacks, and decorate their Halloween trick-or-treat bag for the evening. One traditional Halloween game is bobbing for apples. One child at a time has to get an apple from the top of water without us seeing any hands. How? By sinking his or her face into the water and biting into the apple. Halloween originated celebrated in part as a celebration connected with evil spirits and the dead. Witches flying on broomsticks with black cats, ghosts, goblins, and skeletons have all evolved as symbols of Halloween. They are popular as trick-or-treat costumes and decorations for greeting cards and willow. Black is one of traditional Halloween colors, probably because Halloween festival or traditional took place at night and also marked the beginning of winter darkness. In the week up before October 31st, retail shops and school windows are decorated with silhouettes of witches and black cats. Some people decorate their front door with Halloween symbol of fake spider webs. Others create elaborate and scary skins such as spooky graveyards or their front lawn. Pumpkins are also a symbol of Halloween. Since the pumpkin is a large orange colored squash, orange has become their other traditional Halloween color. Carving pumpkin is a jack-o'-lanterns is a Halloween custom dating back to Ireland. A legend grew up about a man named Jack who was stingy that he was not allowed into heaven when he died. His spirit was doomed to wander around the countryside holding a lantern to light his way. The Irish people carved scary face out of Trump's turnips, representing Jack of the Lantern or Jack o' Lantern. When the Irish brought their customs to the United States, they carved face on pumpkin because in the autumn, pumpkins were most plentiful than turnips. Today, a jack-o'-lantern with a candle lit and glowing inside is placed in the window or the front porch of the house on Halloween night to let custom children know that there are goodies waiting if they knock on the door and say, "Trick or treat!"